All right, good morning, Desert Vista High School, big band. Happy to see you here at the NAU Jazz Festival 2016. My name is Nick Manson. I am one of your adjudicators for the set, and I'm looking forward to hearing you play Tides of Zizigi, Sea Jam Blues, and Somewhere. Have a great set. You've got Roxy Cross with you afterwards for your clinic. And I hope you're enjoying your time here at the festival.
Please welcome to the stage the Desert Vista High School Wednesday Big Band under the direction of Mike Crow.
Cool. It was a little rough there for a second, but we're settling in. Yep. Got to be careful when you're rolling chords that you're rolling right into the downbeat. Sax is just a little flat. Intonation is kind of rife through here. It's an alto saxophone. I keep looking for a clarinet. Somebody has a very, very hollow tone. It's a little confused to that section there at the backgrounds. I appreciate them trying to be soft, but they would have to be a little bit louder. It was really, the focus was really, really blurred. I'm recommending a book. I'm writing it down here. It's called Scales for Jazz Improvisation by Dan Hurley. And also, the soloists, they really need more vocabulary to pull off these kind of longer sections of solos. Or even they could write them out. there, everybody's just hunting and pecking. And it's really exposed. Yeah, we got to really, even though we're playing softer in some of these passages, for those chords, we got to fill up the horn, have lots of support on the diaphragm so we can parse those longer tones out with plenty of stable airflow. Yeah, I guess it's the lead alto player that has like that. Yes, like sounds like a clarinet. On the kick drum.
Okay.
Whoa. Big intonation there. I would review that chord.
Flat 7, flat 9.
Yeah, guys, you have to get more comfortable with the half steps when they appear in your section, you know. Don't back away from them. Try and nail those pitches as in tune as possible. I feel across the sections like nobody's really dialing into their section leader. Now we're high pitch-wise through here in the bones. The sax is even going high, right? So that's just diaphragm control, airflow control stuff there, right? Even though it's soft, you got to put up plenty in there. So for that one long note, you can have this really controlled stream of air going. Oh, I would have loved to hear the drums been a little more passionate there with those big hits. Yeah, the fifth of the chord's way, way flat. That's a better build. Chord was high and the tonic was flat. I know they're all young, so I'm not trying to be overcritical, but I would just probably really, really do some real spot work on some of those sections. I'm sure Roxy's going to have some good ideas about how to tackle
it. We're actually, we didn't plan on doing this, but after hearing Lucas Pino play that C-Jam blues lick last night, the last tune, we said we'd do the C-Jam, no, I'm just kidding, we didn't prepare this tune for today. C-Jam blues, you're going to hear from Matt Lines, I'm going to say his name right now so I don't forget again, and he is going to play a little piano solo up front, and then our three solos in the middle of the tune are going to be Jared Lee Kim and Paige Hawkinson on trombone, and Jordan Buck on clarinet. Thanks a lot for listening. We really enjoyed playing.
This is my memory's full. Is that number 3? Look in the back. It's number 1. You gotta run it in to the office and grab it. You don't have any choice. That's what I had to do. It says full.
The pianist could use some jazz voicings. That's just vocabulary. So I'm going to recommend another book. I'm going to put that down on the bottom of the page too, Mike, for him to start checking out. But the rhythm section has a pretty good feel here. Thank you. Might have been nice to actually have the guitar player trade off comping with the piano player just for... just so it's not so static, because we had a rhythm section that's kind of just... they're grooving along, but there's no interaction. So when there's little interaction, your next best bet is to like change things up via orchestration. Poor guy's got to play all over all those loud backgrounds. I would have had the trombone solo. Yeah, good job, guys. I know it's a bunch of younger folks and first-timers and stuff. Good. I'm sure Roxy's going to have some great input for you. And, yeah, for those of you that really want to become improvisers, check out the materials I listed. And also, get some piano voicings into the hands. And then actually, this book I'm recommending is really good for... really good for guitarists as well. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your time at the NAU Jazz Fest 2016.